yeah. Express yourself.
Welcome back. Tom Harbin here with you and James in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say good job. I appreciate you out there using your right to free speech. I agree with probably 60% of what you say.
But?
About 60.
Okay. But?
What is it
you're calling up to argue with me about, James?
Well, not to argue, but I would appreciate if you'd be a little more balanced a little bit. And the reason I say that is you were talking to a gentleman about water rights.
Yeah.
And you said something to him that I 110% agree with. You said the politicians in this country are the bought and paid for talking heads of the global national corporations.
By and large. And not all of them, but most of them, yeah.
Well, but most of them. The problem is when you say most of them, most of the Republicans and most of the Democrats.
I'd say all of the Republicans and many of the Democrats, but yeah.
Well, okay, let's say all of the Republicans. When you say things like that, there's good Republicans and there's good Democrats. There's good Libertarians. I know Libertarians.
Can you name one good Republican?
I'm sorry?
I think the Republican Party has successfully purged its ranks of anybody who's not an ALEC corporate drone. Can you name one?
Well, see,
one good Republican in the House or Senate?
Yeah, Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, who wants to end Social Security, who wants to end Medicare.
He doesn't want to end those things.
He absolutely does. He said that they're unconstitutional.
He wants to privatize them.
Which ends them. He wants government to get...
He privatizes them.
No, he doesn't want government to have oversight over them because they're unconstitutional. He wants to simply say, if you want to have a pension, call up J.P. Morgan Chase. Jamie Dimon would be glad to talk to you.
Let me ask you this. 4 years of Obama, $5.2 trillion in new debt. That means that even if he's not reelected, we're going to see the inflation rate double in the next 2 years.
Well, what about the $10 trillion in new debt that, and in fact, by the way, the $3 trillion in debt that was run up by Ronald Reagan, if you were to inflate it to today's dollars, it would be more like $10 trillion. But what about the original $10 trillion? What about the course that George W. Bush put us on with his tax cut for millionaires and billionaires and his two wars and his unpaid-for Medicare program that gave drug benefits? It wasn't terrible.
It was
strategic, James. It wasn't terrible at all. It was strategic.
No, it was
a strategy.
Leadership.
James, I am sorry. They were following a path that was laid out back in the 1970s, the mid-1970s, with this two Santa Clauses doctrine that Jude Waninsky came up with. Jude Waninsky was a Republican strategist in the 1970s, and he said the Republican, and I Googled two Santa Clauses and Jude Waninsky, and you will find this, and in fact, you'll find articles that I've written about it. Jude Waninsky sat down and said, what's the Republicans, this was after Barry Goldwater's horrific loss in 1964. And after Richard Nixon went down in flames then in 73. And Jude Waninsky's looking at the Republican Party in tatters, right? It was devastated by Goldwater's loss. And then Nixon comes along and they thought, oh, finally we got a president. Oh, wait a minute, he's a crook. And so the Republican Party was wiped out. So he was asking the question, why is it Republicans can't win elections? And the answer was fairly obvious. The Democrats have been the party of Santa Claus. The Republicans have been the party of Scrooge. The Republican, the Democrats said, hey, let's have an 8-hour work, or an 8-hour day work day instead of a 10-hour work day. And the Republicans said, no. The Democrats said, hey, let's get kids out of the labor force. Let's have child labor laws. The Republicans said, no. Democrats said, hey, let's have unemployment benefits for people. The Republicans said, no. Democrats said, hey, let's provide people with Social Security. The Republicans said, no. The Democrats said, hey, let's provide people with unemployment benefits. The Republicans said, no. The Republicans have always been the party of no when it came to anything except money for big corporations and fat cats. And Jude Waninsky acknowledged this and said, we've got to become the party of Santa Claus, just like the Democrats are, because all these things that I just described, the Republicans view as Democratic efforts to bribe the populace. I view them as, hey, you like what somebody does, you vote for them. But, whatever. The Republicans, so Jude Waninsky says the Democratic Party is the party of Santa Claus. So how does the Republican Party do two things? How do they accomplish two really important things? Number one, become a party of Santa Claus, a different kind of Santa Claus, but a party of Santa Claus. And number two, force the Democrats to shoot the Santa Claus that they've created with Social Security and Medicare and unemployment insurance and all these other things. How do you force the Democratic Party to become the anti-Santa Claus party and make the Republican Party the Santa Claus party? And he said, it's really simple. What we do is we start yelling about tax cuts constantly. Whenever Republicans are in power, we give tax cuts. It doesn't matter that they will run up a huge debt. In fact, it's a good thing that they will run up a huge debt. So Ronald Reagan comes into office, and in 8 years, he runs up more debt. He borrows more money than every president from George Washington to Jimmy Carter combined. It was epic. It was mass. He tripled the national debt. No president had ever done that in history. We didn't do that fighting World War II. So Reagan leaves this massive debt behind and then kicks in. And then George Bush leaves, you know, adds another $1 trillion to that debt. And then Bill Clinton becomes president. And part two of the two Santa Claus theory kicks in, which is force the Democrats to shoot Santa Claus. As soon as a Democrat takes office, stop yelling about tax cuts and start yelling about the debt that you created. Just don't mention that. And so as soon as a Democrat comes into office, you start calling talk shows and go, what's this big debt? It's going to be a disaster. You write letters to the editor. You do everything you can to get out that message that the debt is the evil thing. And the Democrats then will be forced to deal with the debt. They will be forced to deal with the irresponsibility of the Republican that preceded them. And to do that, they're going to have to cut back on their own social programs. They're going to have to shoot their own Santa Claus. Ha ha, this is great. This will have Republicans in power forever. That was what Jude Wininsky thought. It's what he laid out in his memo. It got published in the Wall Street Journal. It became the operating manual for the Reagan administration and then for the Bush administration. And then during the Clinton administration, the Republicans immediately started screaming about the debt. As soon as Bill Clinton came into office, to appease them, he ended welfare as we know it. When he raised taxes by 3 points on rich people and ended up with a balanced budget, Newt Gingrich took the floor and said, this will cause a Great Depression. And then as soon as Bush came into power, back to the tax cuts. This is insanity.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.